Arguably, the most important job of a federal budget is to guarantee security and cash to the Defence Force to keep Australians safe. Our reporter Peter Lloyd has been looking at what the budget says about that. Peter, what have you found?
Hello, Linda. A promise made by Tony Abbott back in 2012 to restore defence funding to 2% of GDP by 2020 is on target. The Treasurer tonight, Scott Morrison, said that they'll be guaranteeing money to also maintain the stop the boats approach to managing asylum seekers. There'll be $62 million a year for the ongoing control and supply of the vessels operated by the Border Force paramilitaries. $122 million more is going to both the Federal Police and Border Force to beef up security at 9 major domestic and overseas terminals. Plus the same again, $122 million more for inbound air cargo and mail to stop the drugs. The $50 million separately will be spent on ongoing upgrades to security and screening at 64 regional airports. So there's a big beef up around the country in aviation.
The worst terror attack on Australians in recent times was the downing of MH17 over Ukraine. A surprise allocation has been made. What is it for?
Yes, it's confirmation that there's an intent at least to carry on with the prosecutions there. This year's federal budget allocates $50 million over 4 years to support the Dutch national prosecution of those responsible for the 2014 attack. It's believed the rebels connected to the Russian government were behind the downing, which claimed 38 Australian lives. That was back on July the 17th in 2014. The funding will meet what the government says is Australia's share of the prosecution costs and assist family members victims of that disaster, to participate in the court proceedings.
The first coalition budget in 2014 was framed around a budget emergency. The largest single casualty was foreign aid. This year there's money to indulge a pre-election tax cut. Any benefits to aid recipients?
Well, no. For 5 years the government had its foot on the throat of aid, 30% cuts over that period. Revenue has improved, but instead of growth there will be a decline over the 4 years. We'll be going from 13th to 19th in the OECD. The big idea in this budget for foreign aid is a deep sea cable between Australia and the Solomon Islands and PNG. Australia gazumped the Chinese to build that. We understand at a cost of around $200 million. How transparent is that money? We're not sure, because tonight Mark Purcell from ACFA, the aid umbrella organisation, can't figure it out. There are cuts, he says, though, to aid to Indonesia and Cambodia.
Well, look, I think it's a key piece of infrastructure that will allow, you know, internet communication between the three countries. What's been very interesting about the whole situation with this cable since it was announced was that initially the preferred provider of the Solomon Island governments was a People's Liberation Army allegedly connected Chinese company Huawei. Last November, the contract the contract in negotiations Huawei came to an end with the Solomon Islands government. Australia stepped in, said we would bankroll the cable to 2/3 of its cost between PNG and Solomon's with our aid program. And we're now in a process of scoping that out and putting it out to a preferred provider, which I think you can be pretty well assured won't be a company from China.
On the broad principle of transparency, are you getting the kind of answers and specifics in the budget lines below the top line that you would wish for?
Well, look, we don't know where the cuts are coming from in Indonesia yet to underwrite the deep sea cable in PNG and Solomon's, nor the regional programs. They said that would be down to negotiations with the government of Indonesia. So we don't know which poverty alleviation programs may come to an end there.
That's the Chief Executive of the Australian Council for International Development, Mark Purcell. Peter Lloyd, our reporter.